With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. A tough budget environment and expected falling crop prices will make it extra difficult to write the next farm bill. At least that's what ag experts told AgriPulse's annual Ag and Food Policy Forum. Senate Ag GOP Minority Chief Economist John Newton says producers are facing soaring input costs, an unrealistic farm safety net, and gloomy Congressional Budget Office crop projections.
Corn prices are projected to fall by 30%. I believe soybean prices are projected to fall by over 20%, and wheat prices are also expected to fall immediately. So commodity prices for the crop that folks have already started planting now, we're already projecting for prices to drop pretty significantly.
But where is the money going to come from, with the new farm bill expected to be the first trillion-dollar farm bill?
This farm bill at $1.5 trillion. And to put that into perspective, the last farm bill that we did was $867 billion at enactment. So we've seen a huge jump in nutrition spending. Nutrition spending's up about 80%. Farm bill spending overall is up over 60%. A 20% increase in crop insurance outlays.
$40 billion may come from the Inflation Reduction Act, but Newton says demands for farm safety net programs, crop insurance, research, and trade, complicated by budget fights, will make for a challenging farm bill year.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.